It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So I started you off yesterday introducing you to the five guys in Omni, and then we ended with Amalekai, who wrote the remainder of the book of Omni, and there's some wonderful things that he writes. He also gives a lot of cool history. He introduces us to a people called the people of Zarahemla, which is the people of Mulek. Mulek, who is the son of King Zedekiah, who they left right around the same time as Lehi's family. Problem was, the main difference is they did not take the scriptures with them, which you get to verse number 17. And at the time Mosiah discovered them, meaning discovered this people of Zarahemla we talked about. Now you go back to verse number 15. Came to pass that Mosiah discovered a people of Zarahemla, like we just mentioned, came out from Jerusalem at the time that Zedekiah, king of Judah, was carried away captive into Babylon. They journeyed in the wilderness. We talked about the wilderness yesterday, great uncharted territory. You go to verse number 17, and it gives you the difference, like I said. At the time Mosiah discovered them, they had become exceedingly numerous. Nevertheless, they had had many wars and serious contentions, had fallen by the sword from time to time, and their language had become corrupted. They had brought no records with them, and they denied the being of their creator, and Mosiah nor the people of Mosiah could understand them. So that's another plug for the reason the scriptures are so important. It's why it was so important for Nephi to go back to Jerusalem to get the plates, because if they had not done that, they had not had any records with them, they may have very well been just like these people of Zarahemla. Good little plug there for daily scripture study in our lives. Again, a little bit more history. You go to verses 20 to 22, where we read about this dude named Coriantumr. Verse 22, spake a few words concerning his fathers and his first parents who came out from the tower. So this is the Jaredites. At the time, the Lord confounded the language of the people. Again, you read about that all through the book of Ether. And the severity of the Lord fell upon them according to his judgments, which are just. And their bones lay scattered in the land northward. That's where later on in the book of Mosiah, he's like, man, I got to find out more about these people. Verse 23, behold, I, Amalekai, was born in the days of Mosiah, and I have lived to see his death, and Benjamin, his son, reigneth in his stead. We will talk more about him tomorrow. Now, going down to one of the coolest verses in the entire Book of Mormon, it is Omni chapter 1, verse 26, written by the hand of Amalekai. And now, my beloved brethren, I would that ye should come unto Christ, who is the Holy One of Israel, and partake of his salvation and the power of his redemption. Yea, come unto him and offer your whole souls as an offering unto him, and continue in fasting and praying, and endure to the end, and as the Lord liveth, ye will be saved. What a cool verse. So this bids the question, how do you offer your whole souls as an offering? So one of the things I've done, I've just recently read Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's talk from the last conference called Motions of a Hidden Fire. First of all, wasn't it so cool to have Elder Holland back? It just felt right to be able to see him up there, his dry wit and his powerful testimony. He talked about an interesting offering that I believe you and I can make on a daily basis. In fact, I searched the word offering, it popped up the most in his talk. And like I said, his talk gives a wonderful idea of a way we can offer our whole souls as an offering to the Lord. Go ahead and watch this little clip from Elder Holland.
Now, brothers and sisters, I testify that God hears every prayer we offer and responds to each of them according to the path he has outlined for our perfection. I recognize that at roughly the same time so many were praying for the restoration of my health, an equal number, including me, were praying for the restoration of my wife's health. And I testify that both of those prayers were heard and answered by a divinely compassionate Heavenly Father, even if the prayers for Pat were not answered the way I asked. It's for reasons known only to God why prayers are answered differently than we hope. But I promise you, they are heard and they are answered according to his unfailing love and cosmic timetable. Now, if we ask not amiss, there are no limits to when, where, or about what we should pray. According to the revelations, we're to pray always. We're to pray, Amulek said, for those who are around you, with the belief that fervent prayer of a righteous people availeth much. Our prayers ought to be vocal when we have the privacy to so offer them. If that is not practical, they should be carried as silent utterances in our heart. We sing that prayers are motions of a hidden fire, always to be offered according to the Savior himself, to God the Eternal Father, in the name of his only begotten Son. My beloved friends, our prayers are our sweetest hour, our most sincere desire, our simplest, purest form of worship.
Well, I love there in Omni 1 verse 26 where it says to offer your whole souls as an offering, continuing in fasting and praying. I really believe prayer is one of the greatest offerings that we can offer to the Lord on a daily basis. And it's going to be one of those things that'll help us endure to the end, and it will literally help us and save us. I am grateful for these words. I'm grateful for the words of Elder Holland as well. And I am grateful for the words of Omni, those five guys who took time out of their busy lives to write some things that are very precious to me. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.